also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Copperfin Credit Union, Northwestern Ontario's largest locally owned credit union. Experience the convenience of their mobile banking app and online financial solutions anywhere, anytime. Copperfin Credit Union, life forward. Sarah Curtin, your neighborhood realtor. She's on top of what's happening in Thunder Bay's market, and she'll help you buy or sell your home. Call or text her anytime at 632-3635 or find her online at sarahcurtin.com. The Walleye, the definitive source for information on music, food, art, and entertainment in Thunder Bay. This month's issue is on stands for free now. Find it around town or online and interactive at thewalleye.ca.
You're listening to Dead Air on CILU 102.7 FM. My name is Sean. Hello. Good evening. We're starting to get a little bit of that green glow on the grass. That summer glow, summer greenery life, which is great. You can't really see it right now because it's dark out, of course. But hey, summer. Woo! We're going to start off with some louder stuff, ease into some little bit of synth night vibe as we do. On the program, this first one is a band from Edmonton called Dead Window Birds. Some tracks from their album Invisible With No Shore. And they kind of sound a little bit like some bands we have in town. They fit into that sort of reverb bomb, Secret Baby, The Way Back, Not Around Anymore. But that whole kind of crew, that sort of indie punkish thing. Here's a little info straight off the CD case. 1,001 defeats to get this album to you, and in the end, did we survive the birthing? Invisible with no shore means you are unseen and unwanted. No help on the way anytime soon. This record is an angry love letter into the void. If anyone can help us make our music, that would be swell, as we face extinction just to begin. Contact our band camp, or Field's email is iamaloser@nofriends.com. We would marry our music to the moon if you asked us, but instead we drift out to sea as we began. Here are Dead Window Birds right now.
Got a word, no her, gotta go. love is for you?
No, this is real. This is love.
Stop saying that. You must be crazy. I could never love someone like you, Phil, because you'll never love anyone but yourself.
That's not true. I don't even like myself. Give me another chance.
CILU 102.7 FM, Dead Air. My name is Sean. Hello! That was Dead Window Birds. P.S. You're Hot. That's the name of the song. But I'm sure... Yeah, whatever. Before that was Prison in My Head. And we're going to hear a couple more tracks off this album. The next track we're going to hear, Write What You Know. This song grabbed me. I was like just checking out the CD one afternoon as it came into the station. And this is the one that was like told me it spoke to me. It said, hey, you're going to play this album on the air. So it's got some really good lyrics to it. Takes a bit of a twist at the end. And why keep talking about it? Here it is.
Part of to heaven's door, you hold the key. With your talent, you'll set us free. Art like a treasure, few minds can measure, yet take heed. Hear my plea. First things first, prepare for the worst. You won't be doing your art for free. You'll be paying for the privilege of keeping it alive. After shows, you'll be hounding friends and acquaintances to buy your work at cost. Have fun with that. It's really rewarding. So your plan is to make a living as a professional independent writer? Lots of acclaim there. Enjoy explaining to your six-year-old child why you can't afford peanut butter. You'll get a first-hand taste of this system when you're licking the boot heels of poverty. All in thanks for committing to your creativity. You want your band project to go far and you're planning your next tour? How about a tour of the food bank? When you're not dealing with flakeouts, wasting your time and resources, you're facing the monolith of keeping your music alive. You truly are one in a million. Oh, wait! What's this glimmer at the end of the tunnel? It's art funding! What dreams? What hope? It's the foundation for the farts! And they're too busy giving established artists and each other hand jobs and the circle jerk bigoted against ground-level artists to even consider your application! It's a joke. Out in the desert of the woken world, you'll juggle snakes and antidotes. Could your art be unacclaimed due to it being ahead of its time, or simply because you actually lack substance and do not possess any real talent besides a capacity to delude yourself with visions of grandeur? You'll be wading hip deep in the suicides, the bypass rebels, and unsung underdogs kicked to the curb. Society claims to support art, but it's a parasite that feeds on the cream of the crop that rises to the top. Regardless if you are the real deal or just a yearning thief who longs to steal, there's a good chance you'll be loveless at the crossroads with only the devil to share in the joke that has your wasted life as the punchline.
Write What You Know by Dead Window Birds here on LU Radio. Pew, dead air. I am Sean, the host. And I don't know what you're doing for fun right now. Let me know. Deadair at luradio.ca. I'll tell you what I'm doing for fun. It's actually not that cool. So the day of the shutdown, like the day when the Ford man, the premier Ford man there, actually gave the order to shut everything down, I went out. And I made it a priority to buy a Nintendo Switch. So I went out and bought one of those things. I've been wanting one for a while. And it just seemed like the perfect opportunity now to do that. And I guess it was a good call because there was like a worldwide Nintendo Switch shortage because of this. And Animal Crossing came out at the same time too. So it was like just mind-blowing. But I managed to get a Switch. And you know what? It was really fun for like 2.5 months, and I'm pretty sick of playing it right now. I'll tell you that much. I just get this feeling when I think about playing it, like the feeling you get when you've eaten too much, like when you've had too much cake or something, and then there's like another slice left of the cake, and you kind of want to eat it, but physically it just makes you really ill. Or maybe there's a whole other cake that has to be eaten by like, you know, tomorrow. Anyway, it's that. Is that relatable? Who knows? Here's more Dead Window Birds. Boom!
Tell you what to
talent, Abby.
You're incredible.
Dead Window Birds with the song Employment Deployment. The lyrics of that one remind me of a few workplaces I've had in my time, mostly service industry. Service industry. Call centers, kitchens. This one grocery store I worked at. The grocery store was incredibly cutthroat. Cutthroat, man. Every department blaming other departments for things. To the boss, friendly in person to each other, but to the boss, it was just the blame game. Day shift blaming the night shift, evening shift blaming the day shift. Just the worst place to work. I'm glad I'm out of there. But hey, if you're listening, my fellow coworkers who were there, and I know you're listening, what's up? It's me, Sean. I'm on the radio now. Yeah. Call centers are kind of, there used to be a ton of them in town, not so much anymore, but they were interesting places to work because you would meet all kinds of, like, just different people you would never meet anywhere else. And usually the work wasn't that great, but you had a lot of support from your coworkers who also hated their job big time. And then kitchens are like hit or miss. You could work in a really good one, could work in a kind of a miserable, crummy one. Kitchen's probably the most interesting workplace because it's like a microcosm of society. The servers, the bartenders, the cooks, the dishwasher, the whole thing. It's like its own universe. They're living in their own universe in kitchens. What's up, kitchens? Kitchen culture, man. Here's more Dead Window Birds. Woo!
Seeking her, just like a vision.
CILU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
The Foundry at 242 Red River Road, open 11 a.m. to 2 a.m. Monday to Saturday, featuring folk and Mondays, karaoke Tuesdays, trivia Wednesdays, open stage Thursdays, and live music weekends. Find out more at thefoundrypub.com. The Thunder Bay Symphony Orchestra. Log on to tbso.ca or call 626-TBSO for details on the 2019-2020 season and how to get tickets. The Lakehead University Student Union, promoting action, advocacy, and service by bringing you student centers. Learn more by visiting their office in the tunnels of the student center or by logging on to lusu.ca.
Dead air on CILU Radio 102.7 FM. My name is Sean. What's up? We just played a whole bunch of Dead Window Birds from Edmonton. We're going to shift gears. We're going to try to make a smooth landing into night mode. Get you settled in for your nighttime activities, whether you just go to sleep at night or maybe you stay up, read books. Maybe you write books. That would be pretty cool. Write me a book and I'll read it on air. Like some of it, at least. Yeah, I was up actually extremely early this morning. I don't know why. It was pretty cool. I made the coffee, and then I've been watching a show every morning just to brighten up the mornings in this time when there's not a whole lot going on. I've actually been watching Mobile Suit Gundam, and it's been awesome. It's from 1979, and you might remember Gundam Wing. I was on YTV. That was kind of a popular, well-known show here in Canada. Well, this is the original, so it's got like 70s animation, which is pretty cool. And the music is like a lot of funk, a lot of bass, and whatever instrument that is in Dreamweaver that makes the, you know, that ascending tone. I was almost going to try to make the sound, but there's no way I'm hitting that. So it's been pretty cool. And it's interesting to see the contrast between our cartoons from that time where there was always a moral to the story, like, you know, don't steal at the end of the episode or always tell the truth. And this show is more just about like war and nihilism and stuff. It's a crazy show. Like what? People just getting disillusioned with stuff. So highly recommend that if that's your thing. Maybe it is, maybe it's not. It's my thing though. And let's get settled in with some, we'll play Vision Video. We debuted this a few weeks ago. We're going to play it right now, right here on your favorite station with your favorite show with your, probably least favorite host. I'm sorry.
Tragedy is written.
I love it. I love that song. Vision Video, Inked in Red, right here on Dead Air with me. My name is me. It's not Sean anymore. So, bit of a news story this week. I just heard a brand new detail, though, that I want to tell you about. Okay, so Amy Cooper in the United States walking her dog with no leash. Somebody asked her to put the dog on a leash. She called the cops on him. See, this the man who asked her to put the dog on the leash, he was black. She called the police, trying to get him in trouble. Fake snitching. Not cool. Not cool. And, you know, this got out on Twitter, the footage of her calling the cops. And she got fired over it. Like, whoa, see where your fake snitching got you? Also, here's the new detail. Give me 1 second here. They took her dog away. The dog that was off the leash, they took it away. She no longer has it. It was an adopted dog. It's back at the shelter. See where it got you? See, now I love dogs. Give me that dog. That new detail excites me. I want that dog. I want to hang out with this dog. I want to walk it on a leash because you should have your dog on a leash. Come on. When I walk Ellie, it's like every now and then people just have their dog running around. And I like the dog that's running around too. But if something goes south, something happens, you know, you never know. They're animals. They're unpredictable. They can do anything. A lot of them are really well behaved, but still, have your dog on a leash, please. It's really not that difficult. So we're going to ease it into night mode a little bit more. We're going to go deep with some ghost sons from London. Not London, Ontario. The other London. The famous one.
Look for horses
Ghost Sons with Feast on the Shadow here on FM 102.7 CILU, also known as Radio LU, LU Radio. Hey, thanks for being here tonight, joining me. It means so much. Thanks for sticking around, dealing with my unpredictable voice. My voice is rather unpredictable during these unpredictable times. One thing I really miss about band practice is the yelling. But not only the yelling. I miss, like, the next day after you've been yelling at band practice, how your voice gets all, like, all deep. It's got that cut, that sharpness to it. Got you sounding like Billie Eilish's brother. All, it's my voice. What's up, Billie Eilish? His brother, if you're listening, and Billie Eilish too. I know you're listening. You're a huge fan. Dead Air at CILU. Nope, sorry. Dead Air at luradio.ca. Email me. Email me whatever you want, and I'll probably read it. I just want to get that first email. Let's keep going deep into night mode here with more Ghost Sons. This is Stuck on the Wall. CILU 102.7 FM. That was Ghost Sons, Stuck on the Wall. Yep. Another successful night mode. I'm pretty excited right now because I get to play one of my favorite artists. I never actually ever played them on the air ever. This is Abra, A-B-R-A, from Atlanta. This is super night vibe. Night vibe times 1,000. So we're going to play Vegas. Might have time for one more after that. Who knows? You're going to have your Shazam app ready for that, though, because I don't even know which one we're going to play yet, so I can't tell you right now. Anyway, here it is.
Come play, lady, let me kiss that chain.
As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CILU now presents The Mix Sessions.
It's time for you.
4, 3, 2, 1.
This is how we do it.
You're listening to The Mix Sessions with Sean Savage.
Welcome to The Mix Sessions, where I play the best in electronica, trip-hop, drum and bass, and house music for you every week. The show is part of the Amplified Radio Network, broadcasting on 30 stations 43 times a week to millions of listeners across Canada, the U.S., and worldwide. Thanks for joining me wherever you are. Listen to some of the other shows on the network by logging on to amplifiedradio.ca and follow along on social media. The handle